بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن أبي جري جابر بن سليم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قلت أحد إلي قال لا تسبن أحدا قال فما سببت بعده حرا ولا عبدا ولا بعيرا ولا شاة ولا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا وأن تكلم أخاك وأنت منبسط إليه وجهك إن ذلك من المعروف وارفع إزارك إلى نصف الساق فإن أبيت فإلى الكعبين وإياك وإسبال الإزار فإنها من المخيلة وإن الله لا يحب المخيلة وإن امرؤ شتمك وعيرك بما يعلم فيك فلا تعير بما تعلم فيه فإنما وبال ذلك عليه رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد صحيح وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح This lengthy riwayat over the last one or two days we were discussing it just to briefly recap the translation up to this point Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala who says that I saw a person who people consulted and they accepted his consultation, his counsel, his advice. My curiosity was piqued, so I inquired as to his identity. The people said that he is the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I greeted him, alayka salam, may peace be upon you, ya Rasulullah, two times. To this he responded and he said that this form of greeting is the greeting of the deceased. قُلْ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ Rather than عَلَيْكَ السَّلَام say أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ So I said, are you the messenger of Allah? He responded, I am the messenger of that Allah. When you are afflicted with a difficulty and you will supplicate to Him, He will alleviate and remove that difficulty. And if you are afflicted with drought and you will supplicate to Him, then He will cause the ground to sprout forth with plants. And if you happen to be in a barren land or in a desert and you lose your conveyance and you supplicate to this Allah, Raddaha alayk, He will return back the conveyance to you. So I said, up to this point we had discussed already, to continue the hadith, Jabir bin Sulaym says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ihad ilayya, give me some advice. It's very, very important for us to gain a correct understanding. One is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other is to understand what we call the mizaj and the temperament of Shariat. Contextualize this. This is a brand new Muslim. He's just accepted Islam in the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And having accepted Islam, it's apparent and clear to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the background where he's coming from. And he places himself before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ihad ilayya, give me advice, give me consultation, give me some direction. Now you and I, our understanding of what is Shariat, what is Deen, what should that advice have been? Normally, if you ask somebody, what should Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam be telling you? Make your salah regularly. Fulfill the five injunctions of Islam, five pillars of Islam, etc. Yet the first advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him, La tasubbanna ahad. Ahada. Do not, the word, literal translation of this, do not swear at anyone. Do not use vulgar language. First advice Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving him, and that too with emphasis, La tasubbanna ahada. Never ever use abusive language. Never ever swear. Now if we have to apply this advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives, today swearing, abusive language, hurting people, if you break this down, swearing, hurting, abusive language, in other words, hurting someone with your tongue. This is a challenge that almost every waking moment we are faced with. Normally when it comes to the utilization of our tongue, we let dry first and then think of the consequences afterwards. This control of your tongue, this is such an important aspect of Shariat, of Islam, of Deen. This month of Ramadan is coming. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba al-ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Fasting has been prescribed for you as it was for the nations preceding you. If you look in Quran, you find when it comes to fasting, there are two words that are used. One is the Arabic word sawm. Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawman falan ukallima al-yawma insiya. Maryam alayhi salam was directed that when the people ask you where this child came from, say, I made nadar, I took an oath that I'm going to fast. There the word is sawm. When this ummah is directly addressed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam, Allah says siyam has been made compulsory upon you, prescribed for you. Now what's the difference between sawm and siyam? One basic difference, the word sawm is masdar, is noun, siyam is plural. There is a deeper meaning to this. Siyam, ulama say, what it means is that when every limb of the body fasts, we are ordered to don't just abstain from food and drink. Your eyes have to fast. Your ears have to fast. Eyes from looking at haram, lowering one's gaze. Ears from listening to haram. The hand has to fast from oppressing others, from hurting others, from lashing out at others. The feet have to fast from going to the places of Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. The heart has to fast, controlling one's passions, one's desires, jazbat, directing the heart towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very, very important, the tongue has to fast. Laysa siyam anit ta'am wa sharab. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said fasting is actually not fasting from food and drink. Innama siyam min al-laghwi wa rafath. Siyam, fasting, actual fasting, the word siyam again. Siyam min al-laghwi wa rafath. Useless speech. Vulgar language. Rafath actually means speech with sexual intonations or indications. So the first advice that in our language, if you want to put it new Muslim, revert, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving this person, La tasubbanna ahada. Control your tongue. Don't hurt people with your speech. Don't hurt people. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, young boy, 10 years of age, when his mother, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Madinah Munawwara, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha, the mother of Anas bin Malik, goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she says, I'm giving you the son of mine. He's your khadim. He's known as khadimul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, khadamtu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 years. He said, 10 years I was in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was the khadim and servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashra sinin, 10 years. What's the first observation? What's the first standout, highlight? Contextualize this, who is Anas? Servant. So, people work for us. Many of us are in a situation where we've got subordinates. People that are coming into contact with us. Now this relationship, servant and employer, or khadim and makhdum. In other words, it's a servant, it's a relationship of subordination. Somebody is superior, somebody is inferior. Somebody is in a position of authority and someone that they are answerable to. So whether it's your wife, whether it's your children, anybody you have authority over. If you're a teacher, your children, your students. Or if you are an employer, your employees, this is this quantum, this is this relationship. And what's the first observation? I was in his service for 10 years. What does Anas tell us? First thing about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of the result of this interaction. فَمَا سَبَّنِي سُبَّةً قَطُّ. He never swore or insulted me or used abusive language upon me ever. قَطُّ. Never ever in 10 years. Never reprimanded me with his tongue, never insulted me, never hurt my feelings. Now you and I, unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have this understanding, Sharia deen is tahajjud, fasting, tilawat, zikrullah. Yes, all this is very, very important. But the take back of those who used to come into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not that. The take back was this, that he never hurt us. He never used his tongue in such a way that he inflicted a wound or a hurt upon our hearts. Riwayat of Shaya alayhi salam, several thousand years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa could even come into existence, was even sent, Ya Sama Isma'i wa Ya Ard Ansiti, Inna Allah yurid an yudabbir amran, yaqdi sha'nan, yuridu an yunafidahu, wa yuridu an yab'atha nabiyya min al-ummiyyin. He says, oh, the sky listen, oh, the earth become silent. Allah intends informing you if a decree will come to pass. Allah is going to send a Nabi Ummi. Yurid an yuhawwil al-reefa ila al-fala wal-ajam fil-ghaytan wal-ni'mata fil-fuqara. Various descriptions are given. This coming of this Nabi will be such a great barakat. Allah says the desert will get water. The poor will become rich. The misguided will be guided. Such tarif, such praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, after this introduction, what is the first thing that is mentioned? A Nabi is going to come. This is going to happen. That is going to happen. That is going to happen. What is the first thing? La yaqulul khina. La yaqulul khina. This Nabi will be such that in his entire life, he will never utter one word that will hurt the feelings of anyone. La yaqulul khina. Ashik Rasul, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm a follower of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm an adherent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us are in Dawat and Tabligh. We are supposed to be the ambassadors of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ambassadors of Islam. What is the takeaway? What is highlighted? What is absolutely imperative that today, unfortunately, we take so lightly that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-abd la yatakallamu bi kalima." Someone will say something, la yaqu, he won't even give it a second thought. He will think very lightly about it, but he will say something. Say something, in other words, hurt someone, cause discord, disunity, freedom of the speech. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah will write down his anger upon this person right up till Qiyamah because of what he said. So this control of the tongue, this new Muslim, first thing, he says, Ihad ilayya, Ya Rasulullah, give me advice, guide me. What is the first thing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you? Now that you become Muslim, control this tongue. Control this tongue. La tasubbanna ahada. Don't let any vulgar or abusive language come out. And the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, you know, when a plane is landing, the pilot, first thing he does, he applies brakes to get the thing to stop, to slow down. Car also, anything, you want to stop it, you got to apply brakes. You put a lot of pressure. Wallah, more pressure than that is needed to control the tongue. More pressure than that is, because once this is let free, once this is let free, you can't take it back. A lot of times people say, you know what, I'm sorry, I want to take it back. You can't take it back. You have to control it from the start. Control it from the start. And this month of Ramadan that is coming, this is the training for that. So coming back to this, لا تسبن أحدا. Jabir bin Sulaim, first advice, don't ever, لا تسبن is emphasis, never ever swear, insult or use verbal language against anyone. What does he say? He said, this was the first advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave me. And he goes on, he says, فَمَا سَبَبْتُ ba'dahu hurran wala abdan wala ba'iran wala shatan. He said, from that day till I died, I can say with absolute